This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Write it down, and don't wait until the last minute to call when we don't give you enough time. The phone number again, 800-313-9443. Our website is republicbroadcasting.org. The program website is www.currentissues.tv, where you will find a lot of articles that you normally don't see anywhere. Well, you see it, but you're going to have to dig for it. But you're not going to see it on the mainstream media. Well, today we have a couple of issues that we're going to talk about. One of them, very quickly, we will go through, which is the shutdown of the government and raising the debt ceiling, which I doubt if we are actually going to go through it quick. But as most of you know, that the shutdown is over with, and hundreds of thousands of employees, federal employees, are back at work. Now, this happened because of the Republicans. Now, I understand that many of our listeners are actually Republicans. I am too. But this is the deal. Now, what we call Obamacare is something that has been there, and it's a law. Congress had voted on it in a signing ceremony where Republicans and Democrats were present at the signing ceremony, and you have seen President Obama with his left hand signature with many pins signing it into law. That was in 2011, I believe. And now in 2013, when it's taken effect, some in Congress decided they are going to play politics with it and withhold funding so they can repeal Obamacare, which is, by the way, that is not the official name for it. It is the Affordable Health Care Act. That's the name which probably many of you don't know about, but you know, many of you call it Obamacare. That is the generic name that basically the Republicans came up with, and many in the media had followed through, and it became known as Obamacare. But we're not going to talk about Obamacare here today. What we are going to talk about is the big mess that the politicians have actually put the country in. Was it worth it? Was it worth it to actually let go of hundreds of thousands of employees? Now, you're probably thinking that, oh yeah, they let the people at the federal, at the National Memorial and the Smithsonian's and the National Zoos and no. Hundreds of thousands of employees were let go. Now imagine when you have employees not receiving their salaries, what happens with the economy? That's number one. How many people are dependent on these employees? And I'm not talking about their immediate families. I'm talking about the economy, because these people are spending money that they receive from working for the government in the economy. They put it back in the economy. But that's not even what we're going to talk about either. Now, the damage in the billions and trillions of dollars did happen. The country lost. The economy lost big time. For what? Maybe you did not know. But let me tell you one thing. In order for the Republicans and mainly the Tea Party with Ted Cruz, in order for them to actually win, they would have had to get 67% of the votes in the Senate. Now, to choose a battle that you are going to lose in just to show off and probably set the stage going for whatever ambitions you have in your political life to destroy the economy of the United States and actually take a chance to even destroy it further and bring it down to the ground, knowing that whatever you're doing is not going to work. Now, if his battle was a winnable battle, I would have said, hey, he believes in it, more power to him. It doesn't matter if I agree with him or if I don't agree with him. This is what democracy is all about. As a senator, as a representative, you represent the people that they sent you over here. They elected you. But when you know that you are going into a battle that is not going to be won by anything, because you would need 67%. We have 100 senators. Ted Cruz needed 67 senators to say yes, 68 senators to say yes. Do you think he had a chance at getting that? No, he knew it from the beginning. Then why fight a battle that's going to cause the country and damage the economy, just so your star can shine in the political skies and landscapes of America? I guarantee you, if he did this so he can be the next governor of Texas, or maybe run for the presidency, I really think he probably hurt his chances of ever becoming anything meaningful in the politics of the United States. If he makes his decisions based on that, if he goes into battles that are from the get-go, are you going to tell me that he's a senator in the United States Senate? And he did not know that he needed 67 senators to sign on to repeal the Obamacare Act? Well, I tell you what. If he did not know, that's a catastrophe. And if he did know, that is a much bigger catastrophe. So to me, doing what he did, in my own opinion, maybe you don't agree with me, but that's what democracy is all about. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. And then we're going to actually talk about the debt ceiling that this whole package was solved after we go to your phone calls and we are going to Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, the idea that Cruz would cause harm to people further his own career, of course, that's a time-honored tradition. You know, during Vietnam, a lot of harm was done to further Johnson's and Nixon's career. Of course, the harm was done overseas and to those unfortunate American soldiers, you know, that were victims of it. So, but to do it to sort of crap on your own doorstep, really, is kind of foolish. But I heard an interview this morning with a woman named Dana Golan, D-A-N-A-G-O-L-A-N, heard on CBC, and she's promoting a book called Our Harsh Logic, and she's with a group called, an organization called BreakingTheSilence.org.il. They're like Israeli Defense Force whistleblowers or something. I just don't know whether you're familiar with her or not. I just want to let you know about that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's BreakingTheSilence.org.il. And she had an interview on the... I can send you a link to it. Do you have an email address I can send you a link if you want to see it?
It's Tillawi, T-I-L-L-A-W-I, at AOL.com.
Yeah, I'll send you a link. And she's promoting this book called Our Harsh Logic. And she's on a speaking tour. She's in Canada, and she's in the U.S. up in Harvard and places like that. And so it might be somebody you might want to check research or something. You know, they've written a book about the harsh treatment and how they feel guilty about it and how they're forced to do this and that and all sorts of different things. And they're trained to, the IDF are trained to sort of feel that they're being chased. In other words, they're intimidated and they think that, the Palestinians are against them. And, you know, well, you're familiar with all that. But anyway,
right.
She's out talking about it, so I wanted to, you might be interested in doing some research on her.
Sure. I appreciate that.
All right, well, thanks.
Appreciate the information. Thank you. Well, speaking actually of the American soldiers and what our politicians have the country do overseas, we're going to be talking about Iraq. We're going to bring up Iraq here in a few minutes. But the debt ceiling, let's talk a little bit about the debt ceiling. Now, do you know that we are a country that is living on a lie? Our economy is a lie. We borrow money. Now, what country in the world can actually do that? What country in the world, when they run out of money? Now, remember, our budget deficit is like $16 trillion. Now, I don't know if you know what a trillion is. I don't know if you know what a billion is. But just look it up. Look it up to know how much is a $16 trillion are. That's our actually budget deficit. That means you as a person, as a family, if you make $2,000 a month and you spend $3,000 a month, well, your deficit is $1,000 that you have to get from somewhere. You can use your credit cards and maximize them. You can borrow from family and maximize them. You can borrow from friends. And then what? Because, as a matter of fact, the more you go, the more you're spending and the more you are borrowing. So your deficit goes from 1 month, it's $1,000, you borrow that, then the next month you can't pay it all, so you have to borrow more. You still have to borrow $1,000, plus you have to borrow more to pay it, and borrow. Before you know it, you're making $2,000, but then you're borrowing $6,000 just to live on. How long do you, as a person, you think can do that for? And the country, this debt ceiling is, it's basically by law, we force ourselves not to borrow higher than. So if you say, well, I'm only going to borrow $1,000 a month, no more. Well, comes that month and you can't, you know, you have to borrow more, otherwise you're not going to be able to live and pay your bills and pay your loans. Well, if you can't borrow more, you're doomed. So what you do is you raise that if you can find people to actually loan you more than $1,000 a month. We in the United States, we keep raising this debt ceiling, raising it and raising it and raising it, and we are borrowing more and more. And we are, you think when you borrow, these companies that you, these banks that you borrow from, they only go in to loan you if they think that you are worth something. that if you have some type of collateral. That way, if they don't pay it, if you don't pay it, they can come and take what you own. Well, the United States government is doing exactly that. We are getting loans from foreign countries, from China, which, by the way, they are telling us, you know what? We're not really too sure if you can pay your loans. Now, what was going to happen, as a matter of fact, besides the shutdown, in the last hour when they reopened the government and they agreed on a move in the ceiling up, so we can borrow more money to pay bills in the last hour, the government would have technically ran out of money. We could not pay the Chinese. We could not pay the Russians. We could not pay the people that bought our bonds. That's how we raise money. When people buy our bonds and they want to get paid for the loans they gave us. But how do we make money, actually? The full faith and credit of the United States? We make money because somehow we actually convince the world that our currency is the currency that they need to use. And therefore, we have trillions of dollars worth of our own currency that is in demand. So all we have to do is tell the Federal Reserve Bank that is privately owned to loan us money. And by the way, Federal Reserve Bank will tell you anytime you need money, we are here. Just tell us and we will send a bunch of numbers through the computers into your account, the Treasury, the United States Treasury, and you can go into your mills and actually print your dollars or loan it to whomever you want to do and pay your bills, pay these hundreds of thousands of employees and run the wars and run the government and pay the salaries for the congressmen and women and the senators who actually voted to shut down the government. So we make money out of thin air. We do not create money by working. See, you create money when you go to work. If you don't go to work, you cannot make money. Technically. You cannot sit at home and say, I'm going to go to my bank account and add a couple of zeros to my account there, to my balance. You can't. But our government actually can. The question is, how long can the government continue to borrow money? How long can it continue to actually spend more than what it takes in? So we can have the kind of wars we want. So we can have the kind of life we want. Not much longer. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Now, again, to basically recap this thing about the shutdown, it is not the shutdown, and it's not Obama, and it's not where you stand on the issues. It is if you know what it takes. Now, number one, this was a law that was passed, and it was signed by the government. And the only way that you can actually take that out of the books is if you have the House and the Senate, two-thirds majority, actually, to shut it down, to strike it from the books. Okay? Now, Ted Cruz should have known that. That's my point. Now, it doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't matter who's right, who's wrong. It doesn't matter. You're going through a battle. You cost the country billions of dollars. You know, these people don't think about our personal lives. They did not know, like, maybe, you know, how many mortgages that were not paid. What about if money that people were counting on, we have holidays coming? Or, you know, these people, everyone in Congress, don't have to worry about that. Everyone in Congress, I guarantee you, they do not think where their mortgage is going to come from. They do not know, and they do not think if they have some extra, you know, their daughter's getting married, whatever. You know, people's lives, you're dealing with people's lives here. Anyway, we're going to move on. But it's not going to be long, by the way, before it's going to have to give. the economy. We're going to have to pay for all the years that we have been enjoying making money out of nothing. And if you don't believe that that we do make money out of nothing, maybe you can tell me, where do we get the money and how do we get the money from the Federal Reserve Bank? Maybe you can call me and sit me straight if you don't know that we actually have, we make money. We're the only country that actually makes that kind of money out of nothing, just a number. And the reason is because people in the around the world, it's the reserve currency of the world. But once countries, and that's why we go into wars and taking out leaders who actually said no more to the dollar. Because if the dollar goes and if it only becomes a currency of the United States, we're doomed. Let's go to Cody in Texas. Cody.
Good afternoon. This is the first time I've ever listened to you, and I'd like to say that I agree with you 100% on the deficit and the your description of the way that we're falling down on the way we're handling this issue. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I heard you mention that you're a Republican, and I would like to know how long you have been a Republican in this democracy, comrade?
Well, I became a citizen actually back in 1988. And I have been a Republican since then. But if you ask me, now I did mention that I was a Republican just so people listening to me won't think like I'm a Democrat or a liberal or this and that. I don't really believe in these names. I have, even though I'm a registered Republican, but I don't follow party lines because it's stupid to believe in something just because Republicans are pushing it or Democrats are pushing it. You have your own brains. I guess you can call me a liberal conservative on some issues and conservative liberals on other issues, if that makes any sense.
It does make perfect sense, and that explains your stand on our problem with the deficit. And the reason I ask you this is because anyone that has lived in this country very long, we do not adhere to the belief that this is a democracy. That's why so many of the Democrats get so livid when they don't get their way, because they feel that all they have to do is vote 50% or 51%, and then they should automatically get their way as far as the votes. So my main premise of my call today is to defend Ted Cruz, not so much that I agreed with his filibuster, because I knew it was futile in what he was doing. However, with this being the great republic of the United States of America, I firmly believe that it takes more than 51% to sway the people of the United States to go one way or the other. And unfortunately, the way this Democratic Party liberals are taking this nation, it's going to end up in a civil war to correct the situation in Washington, D.C.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And the only reason, Cody, I call it a democracy, because that's what people understand. Even though you and I, we know it is not a democracy, it is a representative a republic. But if you say we are a representative republic, you know, guess how many people they're going to know what is he talking about? Unfortunately, that's, you know, only the ones that know and understand what our system of governments are and where it came from is going to use that terminology, a republic. And I guarantee you many people in the sovereign states, and underline sovereign states, don't even know that we are sovereign states.
That's correct.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Cody. Thanks a lot. And so again, and I'm glad that Cody actually called in because and I'm glad that he called in for the first time. Welcome to the program. Tune in every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time. You know, I don't like normally to go. I never looked at an issue, and I never dealt – you know, we've dealt with many issues. I never dealt with any issues from a party point of view, because all these political parties, they are going to – it's an agenda. They have an agenda. And I will never stand on the side of anyone that has an agenda in what he's doing. That's where I draw the line. So the only thing is, and I said, you know, regardless of where you stand, it's, you know, choose the battles that are going to make sense. Well, with the time that we have left, actually, I want to, you know, we've talked about Iraq and why did we go to war against Iraq. And it's been since 2003. So it's been, actually, it's been over 10 years. Because I think it was May in 2003 when we went, and we are here now in October, so it's more than 10 years. And, you know, it's what really, and we talked about this many times on my television program and on the radio, which is, you know, why did we go? And until now, I guarantee you, no one in the mainstream media will tell you why we went to Iraq. Did we go to defend who? Did we go to defend our country? No, we did not. Did we go because of 9/11? Well, we should not have to. We should not have done that. Did we go because George Bush thought that he had weapons of mass destruction? No. George Bush knew. Look, we're spending billions of dollars. Billions of dollars on intelligence. And we knew, as a matter of fact, before we went and attacked Iraq, we knew, and we talked about it on this program, on TV for sure, because I wasn't on RBN back then, but on my television program, we've talked about that Saddam Hussein was not a threat to the United States. And Saddam Hussein did not have anything to do with 9/11. And if you know, the decision to go and attack Iraq was taken before 9/11. And on September 12, 2001, the president had already made the decision to attack Iraq. We went through that in details, and you know, I'm sure we will be tackling that issue because that's exactly what he told George Tenet, the CIA director at that time, on September 12, 2001, in the morning when George Tenet went to brief the president on what he knows about who attacked us the day before. The president told him, prepare for war against Iraq. We're going to war with Iraq. Why? But that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Fallujah, that until today, the depleted uranium that we had used, it's still producing deformed babies in Iraq. Five of them this week, every week in one hospital. Every week in Iraq, you have the music, and we will be right back to actually wrap it up with Iraq, and we might talk about the other countries in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and you still have time to call in if you would like to weigh in on the subject that we have talked about. But we're talking about the children of Iraq, and why did we go there? You know, our servicemen and women, when they look at, of course, they probably don't even see it, but just imagine, until now, and scientists, you know, we interviewed many scientists, and some of them actually on this network, I did, and on the television program, who told us what depleted uranium was, and who told us exactly the damage to the environment and the damage to the people. It will go on for millions of years, and this depleted uranium will be present in the area for 2 billion years. Deformed babies by the hundreds and by the thousands are born in Iraq every year. Every year. You know, if Iraq was the enemy and we defended our country and we had to use that weapons, I would say, hey, look, it's a war. But it's a war of our choice. It's a war that started all the wars in the Middle East. It is the war that started the war in Libya. It is the war that started the war in Egypt that is going on now. It is the war that is brewing or boiling, actually, in Syria. Why did we do all that? Well, to many of you, probably don't know why. The answer is, this is a plan. This is an Israeli plan. And if you don't believe me, go look it up. They wrote this plan in 1996, the Clean Break Plan. Go look at it. And then in the year 2000, the same people who planned this, now these are not Israelis who planned it. These are Israelis, these are Zionists in America. These are like the Richard Pearl, the Paul Wolfowitz, the Douglas Feiths, and a score of people like them in the government and in the media and in the money markets who actually control our politicians. We went to war against Iraq because of the new Pearl Harbor that these people wanted. They used 9/11 to go and start the dominoes effect that they planned and talked about before 2001 and September 2001, before the Twin Tower bombing even took place. 5 years before. They stated that in 1996. They said, we must do this. And now we know exporting democracies to the Arab countries that Condoleezza Rice have talked about during the Bush administration, when she had those same people in government, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Douglas Feith, Ed Al, she had all of them there making the decisions that they planned back in 1996 and continued to plan in the year 2000 and after that. They planned it, they implemented this. These people, just like politicians, they don't care what happens to the people on the ground. They want to accomplish a political gain. And the political gain is destroy the Arab countries from within. Until now, bombings in Iraq taken place. Until now, hundreds of people die from bombings in Iraq. Look what is going on in Syria. Well, let's go with Bill in Idaho. I said, don't wait until the last minute, but Bill did. All right, let's go to Bill in Idaho so he can have a couple of minutes to talk. Bill.
Bless you. Very much appreciated, good doctor.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to mention, if not your testimony, grand scale, grand jury level, international war criminal audio, that... Afghanistan after democracy even amplifies your observations. We appreciate your efforts so much. There are so many that owe you and RBN so much. They need to support the broadcast.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We have been talking, and to all, I know now many people are listening to us on different radio stations. I really wish if there is an alternative to mass media. I really wish if our voices that have been talking about the war before the war even took place in 2003 and beyond, I wish if our point of view is known on platforms such as CNN, Fox, and the rest of them. At least give the people in the United States a different view. Give them a different view. Not a different, the same view packaged differently. Because that's exactly the difference between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox when it comes to our foreign policy. Packaged differently, the core is the same. You open up the box, it's the same product, but it's packaged differently. Yes, they do differ on domestic issues. But that's exactly what AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, that influences our politicians, it tells them that. It says, we don't care how you are going to vote domestically. But when it comes to foreign policy, we're going to give you the policy. We're going to give you the foreign policy of the United States, and you're going to sign on the dotted line. If you want our money, if you want our support, if you want us to keep you clean in the media. Otherwise, if you raise your head a little bit and you say, no, I'm not, you'll be gone. And it happened to many senators, many congressmen. The only one that actually survived is Ron Paul of Texas. He was the only one that survived. But the rest of them did not have the same privilege as Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul, when he won, and they came in and got him out in his first term. But then he came back again and he kept the seat for many, many, many years. That's how our foreign policy is. That's why we went to Iraq. That's why we went to Iraq to start the dominoes. And they talked about the dominoes effect. That you go, you take out Saddam Hussein, you start sectarian war, and that sectarian war is going to spill over to other countries. All you have to do is just stir these countries, and it's going to go to hell from there. Anyway, that's all we have for you this week. As we always say, go do the right thing, and we will see you next week, same time, same place. Goodbye.